Good evening, and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, your quick look at the stories shaping the Eastern Sierra. Tonight, we've got a mix of community updates and local impact, including new grant opportunities for programs supporting youth in Inyo County, a community survey asking residents about power outages, and a local effort to support the family of a beloved teacher. We'll also have your weather, ski report, and local sports, so stick around. Today's show is sponsored by Peak IV Therapy and Regenerative Medicine, helping the Eastern Sierra focus on recovery, wellness, and whole-body health. And before we dive in, a quick reminder to subscribe to the Eastern Sierra Now YouTube channel and follow us on social media so you never miss local news from across the region. Also, don't forget to cast your vote in the ESN Epic Eats poll, where we're searching for the best pizza in the Eastern Sierra. And finally, if you're feeling a little extra tired today, you're not alone. It's National Napping Day, the unofficial holiday that follows daylight saving time. So if you catch us yawning tonight, we're calling it observance. Let's get into the news. The Inyo County Probation Department has announced new grant opportunities aimed at expanding services for what officials call At Promise Youth. The department, working with the Juvenile Justice Coordinating Council, has released a request for proposals for programs that support youth prevention services during the 2026 to 2027 fiscal years. The effort is part of the county's broader strategy to reduce juvenile crime and truancy through prevention-focused programming that promotes resilience, positive development, and long-term well-being. A total of $150,000 in funding is available. That includes two multi-year grants of $25,000 per year for 2 years and 5 one-year grants of $10,000 each. Eligible applicants include nonprofit organizations, for-profit entities, and government agencies. Proposed programs must align with prevention goals such as preparing youth for the future, strengthening relationships and connections, and developing coping skills and responsible decision-making. Applications are due by March 28th. Additional details and submission instructions are available through the Inyo County website. Residents across the Eastern Sierra are being asked to share their experiences with power outages through a new community survey. The survey is designed to gather feedback from community members about how outages have affected households and local needs during power disruptions. Information collected through the survey will help organizers better understand how outages impact residents across the region and may help guide future planning and response efforts related to electrical service interruptions. Community members interested in participating can access the survey through the link in the description.
Feeling a little drained? Maybe that mammoth altitude hit harder than your morning espresso. Whether you're recovering from a big adventure or, let's be honest, a big night out, Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth Lakes has your back and your hydration levels. They offer IV drips, vitamin boosts, and treatment designed to help you bounce back faster than your group chat after a powder day. Plus, it's not just for recovery. Peak IV can help with energy, immunity, altitude sickness, or even that midweek, I'm running on fumes feeling. Think of it as your mammoth recharge station, because let's face it, the mountains don't wait for anyone. Peak IV therapy, feeling better faster. Book your drip, get your boost, and get back to doing what you came here for, living your peak life.
A local effort is underway to support the family of a beloved teacher through a fundraiser organized by C5 Studios. As many people already know, line dancing teacher Olivia Gilpin's son was recently diagnosed with leukemia. To show the community support, C5 Art Studios has organized a Dance for the Fight Against Cancer event with Margie Verba on March 20th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The campaign is aimed at helping Olivia's family during a difficult time, with community members encouraged to contribute and share the fundraiser to expand support. Organizers say the effort reflects the strong sense of community in the Eastern Sierra, where residents often come together to assist families facing hardship. More information about the fundraiser, including how to donate, is available through C5 Studios. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce will host a Business After Hours event at Peak IV Therapy and Regenerative Medicine on March 24th. Since opening just over 2 years ago, the clinic has expanded its services beyond IV therapy to include regenerative treatments that support overall health and recovery. Current offerings include peptide therapy, hormone replacement therapy, Botox treatments, as well as recovery tools such as an infrared sauna and compression therapy. The event will give community members an opportunity to tour the facility and learn more about the services offered. Light bites and drinks will be provided, and those interested are encouraged to register in advance.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good. Really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events.
Now for a look at the local sports report brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue. In baseball, the Bishop Union Broncos varsity team picked up a strong 6-1 win over the Desert Christian Knights. The Broncos bounced back after an earlier loss in the week and improved their record to 3-3 on the season with the victory. On the mound, Knox Moffitt delivered a complete game performance, pitching all 7 innings and allowing just 4 hits. Additionally, Ruben Nicholson caught 2 runners stealing. Mike Trejo threw out a runner from home base, and Carson Hohenstein threw out a runner from third. Offensively, the team shined with performances from Ben Kemp, who went 2-for-2, and Will Kemp, who, with 2-for-3. Next up, Bishop Union heads back on the road to face Legacy Christian Academy in their next matchup. The Eastern Sierra Now Sports Report is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, serving up award-winning barbecue in the Eastern Sierra. Visit coppertopbbq.com and ask about their locals' first discounts and skip the line privileges for local residents.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Here's your latest ski report from Mammoth Mountain Ski Area. Bluebird skies are on tap today, with winds expected to ease through the morning. A total of 24 lifts are scheduled to spin, conditions permitting. The mountain is reporting a base depth of 76 inches with 175 trails currently open, along with 9 terrain parks available across the resort. Surface conditions are firm this morning, so skiers and riders are encouraged to take a moment to choose terrain that matches their ability level. If you're looking for a smooth cruiser lap, Jibs and More is a good option today to carve a few turns and enjoy the sunshine. We'll see you out there. Here's a look at your Eastern Sierra weather for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes, starting in Bishop. Expect mostly sunny skies today and warm conditions. Highs will reach around 72 degrees, with overnight lows near 38. Tomorrow brings another warm day with plenty of sunshine and a few passing clouds. Afternoon highs climb to about 74 degrees, with lows around 38 overnight. And on Wednesday, expect more sunshine across the Owens Valley. Highs again near 75 degrees, with overnight temperatures dipping to about 40. Now let's head up the hill to Mammoth Lakes. Mostly sunny skies today mirroring Bishop, but expect some cooler temps. highs around 56 degrees, with several inches of snow possible by nighttime. Tomorrow brings more of the same with slightly colder temperatures. Highs near 50 degrees, and more accumulating snowfall expected through the day and into the night. And Wednesday, expect a little extra sun. Daytime highs around 55 degrees, with overnight lows dropping to about 27 degrees. So overall, expect spring-like warmth through midweek. And that's a look at what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Before you go, a couple quick reminders. Subscribe to the Eastern Sierra Now YouTube channel and follow us on social media to stay up to date on local news, weather, and community stories. Be sure to vote in this month's ESN Epic Eats poll, where we're asking one of the most important questions facing the region. Who makes the best pizza in the Eastern Sierra? Today's show was brought to you by Peak YV Therapy and Regenerative Medicine, supporting wellness and recovery right here in our community. And since it's still National Napping Day, if the daylight saving time switch has you dragging a little tonight, consider this your official permission slip to go to bed early, or at least sneak in a quick nap. Thanks for watching Eastern Sierra Now. We'll see you next time.